Yeah, November 17th, we are going to have a 4-H Expo, and we're going to hold it at the Rock Island County Extension Office. We're targeting non-4-H'ers. It's their chance to come through and see different projects that our 4-H'ers can do. There'll be a lot of STEM projects, science-based projects that will be on display. The kids that I've asked to showcase their projects are kids that took their projects down to State Fair and either got Superior or Excellence Award. And so we're hoping that non-4-H'ers will come through and see all the different opportunities there are in 4-H, and the 4-H kids will talk to the non-4-H'ers and tell them about their experience in 4-H.
Yeah, and how important is it that the youngster gets to present the facts to the youngster? I think that serves a pretty important part of the equation to try and get non-4-H'ers, I guess, to participate.
Yeah, it's huge. It's vital, actually, because adults can stand there all they want and say, you need to do this, it's fun. And kids are like, yeah, you know. But when they hear it from their peers, and their peers are excited about what they're doing, the kids then think, you know, I'd like to try that. You know, they get an interest that way, I think, more so than they do if it's just an adult standing there saying, you'd get a lot out of this, you know.